Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, so I saw this when I opened up my laptop at a stupid hour, like 5:25 today, this morning. Yes, happens. A Nick Stevens story from High School OT. He is the managing editor. And it seems that the North Carolina High School Athletic Association is about to be neutered by the North Carolina General Assembly. And we'll let Nick Stevens fill in the blanks. But did I get that right? Does it seem like they're about to be neutered by the General Assembly?
I haven't used that word yet.
I don't own rights to the word. You can use it if it's accurate. I don't want you to be inaccurate.
Yeah, so some of the senators who supported this are on Twitter right now saying that it's not accurate to say that the NCHSA's authority is being stripped from it. But if you read the bill, I think that is very much open to interpretation, and that's how we are reporting it, is that much of the authority of the NCHSAA is being stripped away from it and given to the Superintendent of Public Instruction and the State Board of Education, which are obviously politically elected or appointed. Yeah. Positions. So there will be some political oversight of high school athletics going forward, assuming this does become law. I think people can go read the story or read the bill if you don't want to want to trust the article. Read the bill itself, and you can decide if you think that saying stripping it away is a fair thing. But some of the things that this bill does is it will take the authority of the NCHSAA to establish rules around things like academic standards, enrollment, transfer requirements, attendance, medical eligibility, recruiting, hardship, amateur status, which includes NIL for high school athletes. They can no longer be part of that. That is now given to the State Board of Education exclusively. The State Board cannot give that authority back to the NCHSAA. And it also lays out a very detailed appeals process that the NCHSA will have to follow, changes to the NCHSA board and how it's made up. It changes the way the NCHSA is able to make revenue or not able to make revenue. For example, they cannot take more than a third of the ticket share of any state playoff game, which is one way that the NCHSA makes its operating budget.
Right.
They can't take corporate sponsorships anymore. There's a lot in there, that, I think it's fair to say, strips a lot of the authority away from the NCHSAA.
Nick Stevens, High School OT managing editor, is joining us here in the Adam Gold Show. The notion that this doesn't, and I'll use the term again, neuter the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, has to be rooted only in the fact that we will decide what things we will allow you, if I read the story correctly, that the General Assembly and Superintendent of Education or whatever, we will decide what you guys can govern, essentially. That whole thing is they clearly are stripping away the authority of the NCAA and I can't even say NCHSAA. Too many letters for me. Here's my next question about this. This clearly stems from one senator mad that hit a school in his district was banned from the high school football playoffs like 4 years ago. And that instituted some sort of it was an investigation into the High School Athletic Association, and he was appalled that the organization had $40 million of like in net proceeds or something to that effect. Like, well, yeah, why that's a good thing. Why is that a bad thing? They're not taking tax dollars. This is money that they've basically they've gotten from sponsorships or attendance. Why was that bad?
Well, to be fair the senator. There are athletic directors in schools and administrators who and coaches who have had concerns about the amount of money that the NCHSA has had in assets over the years. They do have a very large endowment fund.
Right.
But the NCHSA will point to the fact that, you know, that money is being used each year to give money back to the schools.
Right.
It was built by Charlie Adams in the 90s, who was the longtime executive director of the NCHSAA, in hopes of making sure that, you know, state championships and state playoffs were always around and the kids would not have to pay to be part of them.
Mm-hmm.
They've used it for things like recovery efforts at schools after natural disasters, hurricanes, purchasing AEDs for member schools to make sure all of them had AEDs on site. There's a lot of things that they've used that money for. It's probably a fair criticism in the minds of many to say that there should be more transparency around that. There has been more transparency since the HB 91, the bill that was passed in 2021. There is more transparency around that now. You can go on the NCHSA website and see all their financial documents. And just this week, the NCHSAA announced the formation of a foundation. So they were actually planning to separate the endowment fund from their own organization and put it into a separate nonprofit that has its own board of trustees. And manage it that way, which would provide them more transparency and separate that from their general funds. But this new legislation is basically going to mean that can't happen as well.
Hey, there's a couple of things about this that trouble me. Nick Stevens, you only have a couple more minutes left here. And one is that this bill would prohibit the Athletic Association from offering grants or scholarships, right? Which seems to me to be silly, that if something like that would make it easier for a person to go to a school or a school to get something else, you know, money, funds from this general fund, it just seems like that would be a good thing. But it seems almost to mirror how we view public education in this state, as though it's a nuisance as opposed to a necessity.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I can't say I followed the politics of this.
Okay.
All that closely.
That's probably not for this show. That's probably not for this show, Nick. But that's just the way I look at it. It's like, what do we have against an organization that seems to be doing good?
It's a football Friday, and I've spent the last 12 hours.
I apologize for dragging you into it.
Legislative stuff. That's not why I cover high school sports.
I get it. I get it.
There are a lot of people who are pointing stuff out about that. You know, there was one of the, one of the House of Representatives members last night stood up during the debate and said that she felt like there was some, hypocrisy in saying that this is needed for transparency and accountability based on what the state budget has in it for the opportunity scholarships,
right?
For private schools. There are people raising concerns like that. You know, I don't know that it's exactly relevant to what's going to happen now with high school sports, but you know, I think people can make up their own mind in terms of that stuff.
I'll ask you this question. I apologize for dragging you into an area you didn't want to go to. Final thing for Nick Stevens, managing editor of High School OT. Go to highschoolot.com for all your high school. And it is a football Friday. We're into high school sports. Overall, is this good or bad for the athletes?
Well, again, I think you can leave that open to interpretation by a lot of people. I will say, if you go read the statements that are coming in from the NCHSAA, from the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association, from the North Carolina Coaches Association, you can go look at Twitter, and
right.
you know, my Twitter is blowing up with coaches sure. and administrators and athletic directors right now. It's not popular amongst that group. And they believe that this is going to harm high school athletics going forward. You know, I suppose that there are some out there who do support this, because the legislators who have been proposing this legislation say they're hearing from those people. But, you know, based on we don't have any scientific data around this, but based on the response we've seen from these organizations and from Twitter today, you know, I think at least in the high school sports world, the immediate high school sports world, it's not exactly popular right now.
All right. Apology for dragging you into a spot you didn't want to be in. At Nick Stevens, HSOT on Twitter. You're the best, man. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Adam.
You got it. Nick was like, no, don't do that. I apologize. I could be wrong about this, because this is not my area of expertise, but here's the way it feels to me. And it feels to me, and I am a huge advocate of public education, it feels to me the way people feel about public ed.
Yeah.
And I am very pro-public ed. High School Athletic Association isn't trying to take anybody's... They're not trying to get one over on you. I know too many people that have been involved in the NCHSAA for too long. I know them very well. This is a bitter play from a certain group of senators. A bitter play.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.